Bob Harris here on BBC Radio 2. We have a session coming up now with Sarah Jarosz. This is really special. I enjoyed this session so much when we recorded it about 3 weeks ago. And Sarah was in the UK touring with the Transatlantic Sessions. She recently released a Grammy-nominated album called Build Me Up From Bones. And we'll hear one or two of the songs from it coming up in the session now. The first, in fact, is the opening song from the album. So this is Sarah Jarosz, and this is Over the Edge.
Flip the switch and turn the night on. Drop the needle on an old song. Break the ice and pour it my way. Turn the key and light the highway. Lay me down beneath the shadows. Meet me where
sounded great. I really did.
Thank you.
Over the Edge, it's the opening song from the Build Me Up From Bones album, which is the very latest release from Sarah Jarosz. And it is also possibly the track that I've played most from the new album so far.
Oh, great.
And I'm just interested in the process of writing that particular song, Sarah, because, the opening of it, Flip the Switch, Turn the Night On, Drop the Needle on an Old Song.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a track for me to play early in my program. It's absolutely perfect. So, yeah, what was the inspiration for that song?
Yeah, well, with this record, normally I write a lot on my own. That's kind of how I got into songwriting, just a very solitary process. But I did a bit more co-writing for this, and that was one of the songs that I wrote with my good friend Jed Hughes, who's a very talented singer and guitar player. He was actually on the road with Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell for their last tour that they just won the Grammy for, actually. And yeah, I don't know. We were just kind of like, let's write a fun song,
yeah.
And it just kind of came out like that.
And as well as being perfect for the early part of my radio program, it's obviously the logical song with which to start the album, isn't it? So In terms of sequencing, Sarah, of the songs on this record, do you spend time thinking about that, the flow of the tracks one into the other?
Absolutely. I think I take so much time and consideration and thinking about that with all of my records, and with a set too for a live show. I think it's really important. I think I always pay attention to that when I go to see live music. I think there's a real art to that, to just kind of not wanting to stay in one mood for too long and kind of giving some variation and thinking about that. So I thought, kick it off, rockin', and then experience a lot of different emotions along the way with the journey of the record.
And you mentioned the Grammys there, because you were Grammy nominated this year. I was watching the coverage online for a little while. The Milk Carton Kids were in the studio with me last week, and I was saying that they, you know, I saw them being interviewed, and clearly the people who were interviewing them had absolutely no idea who they were. But yeah. I watched you being interviewed as well. Just tell us about the whole experience of a night like that.
It's very surreal, I think, getting there to the red carpet. Like you say, there's all these artists showing up at the same time and all these people trying to get their interviews in. But it's a blast. And I think the coolest part of this particular experience was the fact that guys like the Milk Carton Kids were there, my friends the Green Cards, just a lot of friends were there. And I think an experience like that is a lot more fun to get to share with other great musicians and people like that.
Well, the list this year was fantastic, wasn't it? You know, headed by people like Rodney Crowell and Amy Lou Harris. It was that's why I watched, in fact, because I thought there's so many great musicians that really are acknowledged this time, including yourself. You know, the actual day begins, what, about 1 o'clock lunchtime, isn't it?
Right, around noon or one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the pre-telecast happens first. And I think the pre-telecast is kind of the coolest part of the day, in a way. I mean, that's where the majority of the actual awards are given out. You know, I think only 10 are given out on the actual TV show.
Yes.
But it's really cool, and you get a sense when people are winning the awards during the pre-telecast that it's just means the world to them, and it's cool to watch some of the speeches there. I was honored to get to be a presenter this year, which was a pretty cool experience.
So what did you have to do? What did that entail?
I got up there at the podium, and I got to read the winners. So I got to open the envelope, and there was, you know, no practicing names or anything. I was doing the jazz categories. So I got to announce, you know, Wayne Shorter and Terry Lynn Carrington and hand them the Grammy. Unfortunately, Wayne Shorter wasn't there. That would have been pretty cool.
I mean, it's part of an amazing time for you, isn't it, Sarah? Because the Build Me Up From Bones album has done so well in America. I mean, it's just coming out here now, but it was number one for several weeks, top of the Americana chart, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was pretty excited about that. The last year has been a really good one. A lot of changes. You know, I graduated from college. I started touring full-time. This record came out, and I moved to New York City, and it's just all been really great. I'm really happy with how the record's being perceived. I'm excited that it's coming out over here.
Let's hear another song from it. What are you going to play for us next?
I'll do the title track. It's called Build Me Up From Bones.
Okay, Sarah Giroux with us here in the studio on BBC Radio 2.
Skin, hold me close enough to breathe me in. The moon's a fingernail scratching on the back of the night in which we lay beside. Night's so dark and gray, but you've helped me find my way through the wild and wonders of this world. So take me with you now, 'cause I need
Glorious music coming out of your speaker is from Sarah Giroux, and it's just sounding lovely, Sarah. Build Me Up From Bones is the title song from Sarah's new album. On that particular track, Aoife O'Donovan joins mm-hmm. you, doesn't she? And Alex Hargreaves on violin and Nathaniel Smith on cello. And you've got a range of fabulous guests on this record, haven't you? I'm a big fan of Dan Dugmore, who plays a prominent role. Kate Rusby is on here, Daryl Scott, Chris Thiele, Dirk Powell, but also Jerry Douglas. And of course, Jerry is right the center. He's kind of the heart of the Transatlantic Sessions, isn't he? And the Transatlantic Sessions, of course, has been your recent experience here.
Yeah, it's... It was a dream to get to travel around with all those people. Jerry has been a very special person in my life, you know, starting out just as a musical hero. But I've been so lucky to have him play on all of my records and to get to do both the taping for the Transatlantic Sessions a few years back and now the tour. I mean... To come together for a week and play each other's songs, and even the fact that there's a couch on the back of the stage, I caught myself a couple times over the course of the week just leaning back and really just, you know, getting lost in the music.
Yeah, and the Cambridge Folk Festival has a similar kind of ethos, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And you're playing Cambridge this summer. The 50th anniversary of the founding of the Cambridge Folk Festival. It's going to be a special event this time.
Yeah, I've never been before, so I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled that it is the 50th anniversary. It does seem like it's going to be a very big celebration, so to speak. And I couldn't be more honored to be a part of the lineup. So
I'm also loving your choice of tracks.
Oh, good.
It's hard to choose from them, Sarah, just two, really. But first of all, I'm going to go with Paul Brady. If that's okay with you, because we all think of Paul Brady as being such a great songwriter, obviously, superb musician and singer in his own right, but also as a great provider of songs for some of the great artists through the years. I mean, in particular, obviously, the collaboration between him and Bonnie Raitt. I mean, Bonnie admires him so much. Mm-hmm. So your thoughts then about Paul Brady and his writing?
Yeah, well, I've kind of... come to him through discovering all this work that he did with Andy Irvine. It's really, to be completely honest, it's the most that I've listened to Paul Brady is his really early stuff with Andy, and I just have been so inspired by it. I almost feel like I'm a little late to the party of discovering Paul. But in the past year especially, I've been so inspired by this music. I guess initially first heard about him through Tim O'Brien, because he's done some singing with Tim on that track Down in the Willow Garden on The Crossing, and they sing together, and it's just amazing. Yeah, but this track, Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore, really stood out to me. It was kind of just one of those songs that I heard really recently for the first time, and, well, one reason it stood out is because the date at the beginning is my birthday. And I was like, well, isn't that cool? The 23rd of May. But, yeah, I don't know, there's just this...
It's amazing, isn't it? Everything is only, what is it, 2 degrees or 3 degrees of separation?
It's true, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, let's hear it anyway. This is the choice of Sarah Giroux. It is Paul Brady. This is Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. Music from the great Paul Brady, Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore, chosen for us by Sarah Giroux, who's in the studio with me now. And second choice... Joni Mitchell. And I have to say that the Court and Spark album is one of my favorite albums ever.
Same here.
And it's just over 40 years old now. It's amazing the way this music, I mean, it still sounds so completely fresh, doesn't it? This record could almost have been recorded yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I can't count the number of times I've listened to it and listened to it all the way through, you know, as a complete record. I just feel like it's such a perfect piece of art, really. Yeah, and that song, Free Man in Paris.
Yeah.
In a way, I feel like I'm still so young and early on in this life and music, but I feel like I can really identify with a lot of what she talks about in the song.
You know, Tiff Merritt put out an album about 3 years ago called Another Country. She'd been touring pretty solidly for 4 or 5 years, you know, back to back, album tour, album tour. Mm-hmm. And she got to the point where she just wanted to break off for a few moments and just catch her breath and think and stabilize and all of these things. So she Googled, she thought, where would I like to go? I'd love to go to Paris, particularly inspired by this Joni Mitchell song. So she Googled apartment in Paris. And two apartments came up, one of which had a white piano in it.
Oh, my gosh.
And she thought, that's the one. So she got in touch with the woman who owned this apartment and said, can I book this apartment for a little while? And literally, she went straight to the airport, got on a plane, and flew to Paris and went to the apartment and checked in. And she said the amazing thing about it was that the woman who owned the apartment had her own apartment just underneath. And she played piano, and she played Joni Mitchell songs, and they were floating up through the into her own apartment.
Wow.
And she said, thinking that I was going to go to Paris to have a complete break from writing, within 24 hours of arriving there, she said, I suddenly felt so re-inspired.
Oh, that's so great.
I think it's such a great story.
Yeah.
So we were, as she was telling me the story, we were exchanging the lyric lines of this song, you know, because I said, you were a free man in Paris. And she said, yeah, I felt unfettered and alive.
Yep. Yep. It's pretty great. It's funny, actually, the last few days here in London have been a bit like that. For me, just kind of coming right off of this crazy whirlwind of the transatlantic tour and being with so many of my heroes, and to go straight from that into just being alone here in London for 3 days, you know, it's kind of the first time I've had to just take a breather and really examine everything that's happened. And I have indeed. I wrote a song last night, so it's been a, you know, sometimes you just need a moment to be alone and kind of process everything. So that's what this song is for me, I suppose.
Bright, shining, shimmering music from Joni Mitchell from the album Caught and Spark, and that's Free Man in Paris. And Sarah Giroux is with us here in the studio. And what's your final song going to be, Sarah?
Well, I'll finish up here with a song called A Thousand Things, which was one that I was honored to get to co-write with the great Daryl Scott. Daryl's the man. I actually had this started and then couldn't figure out how to finish it, and just, you know, sent it off to Daryl, and within a day it was finished, so.
Where are the days of childish ways they came? Far behind me, she once lived here. My old friend Fear ceaselessly to remind me. Yes, yes, I, yes, I hear a child of sky and earth. Through the black and blue, searing through all the so well with the words that hide from me. But the ones that introduce themselves say a thousand things to me. Say a thousand things to me.
Sarah Jarosz here on Radio 2 with A Thousand Things. And it's lovely to see you, Sarah, and
great to
just
see
all good fortune to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Bob.